Public health leaders and Gavin Newsom announced the Public Health Network Innovation Exchange, or PHOENIX, a health information service meant as an alternative to federal medical advice. Newsom wants patients to have health care based on scientific evidence.
We're standing up for patients. That's what this is all about. And we're trying to just cut through all the BS that's going on in Washington, D.C., and the vandalism and the wrecking ball on truth and trust that is occurring in real time. Evidence-based, science-backed, with humility and grace. Again, it's about the best available science.
Former CDC Director Susan Monterez is one of the health experts working on PHOENIX. Dr. Monterez was named acting director of the CDC in January and later nominated by Trump to serve as director. But she was fired by the Trump administration in August after less than a month in the post, after a disagreement with the administration's public health agenda.
I am very concerned about any type of decision making that is not predicated on science and data and evidence. And what I think we're seeing now is even within the ACIP members themselves, the discord between whether or not sufficient science and evidence is being brought forward in a defensible, incredible way.
Monterez says California is well suited for healthcare leadership.
When it comes to health technology and innovation, California is uniquely positioned to lead this moment. California is home to many of the world's largest AI and technology companies, thousands of biotechnology and life sciences companies, and dozens of globally recognized academic and research institutions.
Dr. Deborah Oury, who worked with Monterez as the CDC's chief medical officer, is another health expert working on PHOENIX. Oury, who spent more than a decade at the CDC, was among a handful of top officials at the agency who resigned around the time Monterez was fired. Misinformation about vaccines is one of the reasons she resigned.
It comes down to data, science, and protecting kids, right? That's what we all want to do. The data and science shows that if you delay the hepatitis B vaccine by 2 months, you're going to get 1,400 additional cases of hepatitis and liver disease and up to 400 additional deaths. So to me, that's heartbreaking, it's devastating, and it's wrong. We should be letting science and data drive what we do to take care of patients.
Trump and Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have repeated claims about vaccines that have been disputed by health experts, and the administration has given health recommendations this year that experts say were not backed by science. The CDC website was changed last month to contradict the longtime scientific conclusion that vaccines do not cause autism. A federal vaccine advisory panel arranged by RFK Jr. voted earlier this month to reverse decades-old guidance recommending that all U.S. babies get immunized against the liver infection hepatitis B on the day they're born. The vaccine is credited with preventing thousands of illnesses. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.